whatever the future holds, Elder Albaroff will forever be a very special horse for David Egan. Alter Doncaster last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, first classic. He's a special horse for me, and Royal Ascot winner as well. So he's two winners on the biggest stage, you could say, and hopefully we can get another one on the Naismar.
And the great thing was he improved and he improved and he improved, but clearly staying's his game.
Yeah, he's for a three-year-old to stay a mile six at Ascot, sort of midsummer, he's always going to progress into a stayer. And yeah, he's wintered well, stronger horse this year, and very exciting for tomorrow.
And in a very strong race. Sometimes we've seen two or three turn up. It's Stradivarius free for a start.
Yeah, Stradivarius free. Small but select field. Got some top class horses who all are Group 1 horses. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see how all of them start off the campaign here. But, yeah, competitive race. Not a big field, but select.
And all happy, Roger's happy?
Yeah, all happy. The boss has said he's done as much as he can now, and he has to take his chance and have his seasonal debut, and whatever he does tomorrow, he'll obviously improve, but he's in a good place.
Is the agenda here also, there's no Kyprios when we get to Ascot in June, and, you know, are we looking at the horse that's going to try and you hope will be a 2.5 miler and the Gold Cup comes into play?
Yeah, I think cup races are his game, and that's obviously one step along the campaign for the season. So a Gold Cup is definitely in our sights anyway.
With a stamina test, obviously, because this is 1.6 miles. Obviously, the Gold Cup's 2.5, which is a big jump. But, you know, 1.6 mile is a good place to start.
Yeah, he's a very relaxed horse. He races in rhythm and really switches off in the first three quarters of his races, but over that extreme distance, he'll have a good turn of foot, which is exactly what you need. Stradivarius showed that throughout his career, racing behind the bridle and then sort of kicked in the turbo gear, so hopefully we can try and emulate that in some way. Very hard to do.